It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, there's been a lot of talk in the news about companies filling in wetlands and restoring or creating other wetlands later on. We'll learn how the process works and how the replacements compare to the real thing. First, the land acquisition process for the Foxconn project in Racine County has taken a step forward. In a 6-1 vote last night, the Mount Pleasant Village Board designated the entire site, more than 4 square miles, as a blighted area. The move opens the door for the village to use eminent domain to secure the remaining properties. According to reports, Mount Pleasant has already acquired about 80% of the land needed for the project. So what does all this mean? What comes next for the Foxconn development? Ricardo Torres is a reporter with the Journal Times. He covers federal, state, and Racine County politics, and he's following this story in Mount Pleasant. Ricardo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, normally when we think of blighted property, we think of, you know, run-down, neglected, boarded-up buildings. Say, this is not that. How does blight apply in this particular case, Ricardo?
Right. So there's kind of two ways to go about defining a particular area of property as blight. You could blight a single property kind of in a way saying that, you know, people shouldn't live there, that inhabitants of that area, you know, for several different reasons will need to leave. And then you can blight an entire area that would say that, you know, there's this particular area can't be used for residential development. You know, you can't put houses on this area. You know, it's a blighted area. And so what happened last night at the Mount Pleasant meeting, the village board meeting, was the entire Foxconn area was designated a blighted area, and there are multiple reasons for that. Some of it is as open as, you know, it's a lot of open land. Other reasons for it include, under the state statute, if something is preventing a community from moving forward, you know, they could blight an area for that. So they did that with the Foxconn area yesterday.
And with this designation as of this area as blighted, what does that allow the village then to do?
Well, it's definitely, it could allow the village to take a more aggressive approach in acquiring land. So far, for the last several months, the village has been working with property owners to come up with some sort of negotiation for the property owners to sell their land to the village under, you know, mutually agreed, you know, prices. And people have been approaching the village just without negotiating, saying, here's what I'll offer for you. And the village has taken it without appraisal for some properties. With blight, this could open things up for, you know, possibly, you know, more forceful removal of people from their property as it is. But it, at this moment, it's kind of hard to say what exactly is going to be the next step in terms of acquiring the land from people who choose to still remain there.
And as we mentioned, they're most of the way there, right? Mount Pleasant has most of this land and most of the property owners. They have deals. How much is left for them to do to secure all this land that will in turn be used for the Foxconn development?
Right, they do have most of the land, and they estimate in the core, which is you know, one of the larger, more southern parts of the Foxconn area, they call the core. They have estimated over 90% of that land, but there are some small subdivisions, small 1-acre houses that, you know, have not come to a agreement with the village. And the residents of those houses, you know, are still in there. And there are some people who are in other parts of the Foxconn property who are still in the process of negotiating with the village. And it remains to be seen how this blight is going to impact negotiations that are currently going on.
Talking to Ricardo Torres with the Journal Times. He covers federal, state, and Racine County politics. And he's covering Mount Pleasant, the site of the planned Foxconn development efforts to obtain all the land there. The village council just voted that the Foxconn development area would become a blighted area as part of that process. Ricardo, set the scene for us at the meeting. Were there people speaking in person from the community for or against this blight designation?
Yeah, during the public comment portion of the meeting, everyone that spoke spoke against blighting the area. There was a community development authority meeting several weeks ago where, again, there was lots of people coming forward and saying, you know, don't do this. You know, we're not in favor of this. And the CDA approved blighting the property, thus sending it to the board, which had their meeting yesterday. And again, people showed up. People tried their best to sway the board their way when it comes to blighting their property. But in a 6-1 vote, it seemed like that didn't work out very well. And then afterwards, there was a lot of commotion in the hallways. Lots of people got up and left the meeting after the vote was cast. There were, you know, people were saying, you'll pay for this in your next election. You know, that was shouted out. There were the board members were called names. And then out in the hallway, there's lots more communication, and it seemed like people were trying to, in some ways, you know, find a way to organize to, you know, keep their movement going.
And for the people who haven't sold yet, are there offers on the table from the village?
This is a property-by-property negotiation, so I can't really say 100% who has had offers and who hasn't. I do know that there are some people who are currently in negotiations with the village, and there are some that haven't received much information, you know, according to them, but this is all kind of done on like a one-by-one basis, so it's kind of hard to tell, you know, who's gotten what offer.
And as we mentioned, property owners, about a dozen of them have this federal lawsuit they filed back in January saying the village can't use eminent domain because Foxconn is a private project. Do we know anything about the status of that lawsuit now?
Several weeks ago, that lawsuit by the judge was dismissed. The judge basically ruled that this suit was not ripe, to use their terms, saying that the village hasn't done anything yet. They haven't attempted to take anyone's property through eminent domain, so therefore you can't sue the village for taking their property for eminent domain. Now, it did leave the door open for if the village were to attempt to take people's property using eminent domain, that might be grounds for another lawsuit. And the village and its attorney, Alan Markovitz, has said for months that they don't plan to use eminent domain to acquire any of the land. But with the vote yesterday, you know, we will see where the village goes from there.
And Foxconn, as I understand it, has started moving earth. The construction process has begun. What do we know about where that is, the development?
Yeah, that's on Braun Road in Area 1, I believe, on the south side of Braun Road. They've been kind of just clearing kind of just a foundation and in preparation for some of the more larger construction that's going to be taking place in the next year.
And you mentioned we don't know exactly what happens now with this blighted designation. It maybe is a new tool in the toolkit, especially if eminent domain comes up. What are you watching for now in the effort to lock up all of this property to have everything that Foxconn is going to need there?
Well, we're definitely going to see if any other lawsuits are going to be filed. We're going to see just how the village moves forward in attaining the rest of the land. It doesn't seem to have stopped them from moving forward in terms of the Foxconn development. So we're really just going to see if anyone else tries to take any sort of legal action against the village.
We'll leave it there for now. Ricardo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
That's Ricardo Torres, reporter with the Racine Journal-Times. We talked with him about Mount Pleasant's declaration that the Foxconn site is a blighted area.